The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you so much for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. If you miss any of this fine program, you can go online and get podcasts and interviews from devilradio927.com.
Dominic, we've been joined live via Zoom by Sue Peck. She is a certified financial P, whatever the P means. I'm going to ask her in just a moment. She's from Evolution Financial. I'm sorry, Sue, I don't want to get the P wrong. What's the P stand for?
I am a certified financial planner.
I suspected. I just didn't, you know, the mind wanders sometimes, Sue. I didn't want to be absolutely wrong. Sue, my understanding is you are effectively a fiduciary. And for those unfamiliar with the term, what's it mean?
So a fiduciary is somebody who puts your interests ahead of their own. And this is something that I am legally obligated to do. There are a couple of different standards that are out there. There's the best interest. So somebody might look at somebody and say, I can do this for you in your best interest when I'm doing financial planning for you, but they might not do that in other situations. So I'm a fiduciary at all times, which means that I am putting their interests ahead of my own. I'm looking at their best interests at all times.
And to my understanding, and I would certainly appreciate this, a lot of the people that listen to this radio station try to lead with their conscience. They try to invest in things they believe in and things that, you know, sort of match their ideology. Sue, I'm not saying you're the only one that does this, but I really appreciate the fact. I sometimes joke you wear your politics on your sleeve and you allow your clients to do the same. Explain a little more about that concept, please.
Absolutely. So when I meet with my clients, and one of the reasons why, you know, I want to be on Devil Radio is because I want to work with clients who are thinking like me, who do want to put their politics on their sleeve. And when I meet with clients, oftentimes people are saying, I want to invest in companies that are more environmentally responsible or socially responsible. And these are things that I do. One of the things that we also do is we talk a lot about what their goals are. A lot of my clients are looking to donate to different organizations or put their money toward causes that they really believe in. And these are conversations that really come out in our first conversations where I'm finding out, what are your goals? What's truly important to you? And let's figure out how to make sure that the dollars you're spending go in those areas and not in different areas that you might not support as much.
Sue, I've got sort of a two-part question. I've got a son who's getting interested in financially investing. So I set up a custodial account for him, but he's still making all his own decisions. And I'm just kind of watching, and, you know, it's his money being invested. I only threw in $100, so all good so far. But he and I see quite differently on the topic of cryptocurrencies. Sue, what's your opinion on those that would want to invest in something like Bitcoin?
Okay, so there are a lot.
Because I feel like a boomer on the topic. I keep saying, I don't agree, don't do it. But please tell me, am I wrong?
Not necessarily, but you're not necessarily right either, right? So there are a lot of different cryptocurrencies out there. Bitcoin is obviously one of the biggest ones that people are hearing about. One of the things that I often talk to people about when they're thinking about investing in something that's new, in a new idea, in a new company, things like that, something that might be potentially pretty risky, is take a look at what you have, take a look at what your goals are, and is this money that you would be comfortable with losing? If you lost 100% of the money that you are investing in this particular thing, are you still going to be okay? Are you still going to meet all the goals that you want to meet? And so that's one of the things that I often talk to people about when it comes to cryptocurrency. I also talk to people about volatility. There are some people who have come to me who are not comfortable with volatility, and they talk about investing in cryptocurrency, and I have to talk them out of that because if you can't handle volatility, cryptocurrency is not where you want to be. So that leads into a very big conversation about your risk tolerance and where you should be investing in those areas.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That is certified financial planner Sue Peck with Evolution Financial. Sue, How do you get paid? Do you do asset management? Do you do transactions? Is there a certain kind of client that you're looking for? You know, some people just want to kind of put their assets aside, you know, figure out their plan and just let it go. I don't want to know. Give me my quarterly reports. And others might want to, you know, hey, I heard this, you know, I got a secret stock tip. You know, can you sell something and go buy that? How does that affect your working relationship with those different kinds of investors?
Well, there was a lot that you said there. So first off, I'm not going to be the person who's going to call you with the secret stock tip. That's not a thing I do. I want to work with people who are looking at long-term investing, people who really want to make sure that the money that they are investing goes toward those long-term goals. And as far as how I get paid, yes, I do asset management. And asset management, I work with, you know, in index funds, or work with the socially responsible or the environmentally responsible funds. I am fee only, so I don't get commissions. I'm not going to sell you products. So there's not going to be any annuities. There's not going to be any insurance. So that kind of tells you a little bit about how I work with people. I also do financial plans for people, and financial planning is a really big part of what I do. I feel it's the core of where you want your money to go. We got to figure out those goals first before we can figure out those investments for you.
So, the older I get, my long term seems to be getting shorter. As a guy who's turning 50 this month, what do you consider long term for someone in my age bracket?
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
we're looking at, so people think that retirement is the end of things. And we're looking at the end of the time that you're here, or the end of how long you want your money to last. If you want to have philanthropic goals for after you die, then we want to talk about that. But really, the long term, when we're talking about somebody who turns 50, you've got a solid 45, 50 years ahead of you that we would want to plan for.
Oh, slow down, Sue. I know better. Sue Pack from Evolution Financial. She's a certified financial planner. Did I get that right, Sue?
You did.
If people want to get started, learn more about your service offerings, how they do so?
You can check out my website. Do a search for Evolution Financial in Madison, and you'll come up with my website.
I love the fact that you wear your politics on your sleeve. We appreciate you being a fine sponsor here on Devil Radio. Thank you, Sue Pack, Evolution Financial.
Thank
Come back
sir.
With us, Kirk Bangstad from the Minocqua Brewing Company. He's in studio. More Devil's Advocates.
Baby, you are so money and you don't even know it.
Named Pease.